Strange Adventure.
Marcel Leclerc, concertmaster of the Paris Opera, closed his violin case after the highly successful concert, bade goodnight to his fellow musicians, and stepped out of the stage door. He hailed a cab that was waiting at the curb of the dimly lighted street. The next day, he failed to show up at the theater. He had disappeared as suddenly and as mysteriously as if the night had swallowed him up. The police were baffled, and even the crack detectives of the famous Sûreté Nationale were unable to find the slightest trace. All Paris was combed. Newspapers ran his picture, but no clues were turned up. Leclerc had no enemies and carried very little money, so the possibility of foul play was ruled out. All his personal effects were searched, and friends were questioned. Everything possible was done to account for a voluntary disappearance, but no evidence was uncovered. Years later, Paul Ardoux, a French explorer, and his native porters were paddling up the wildest reaches of the Mater River in the heart of the Venezuelan jungle. Suddenly, they heard the distant but clear notes of a violin. The native, stricken with fear of the unknown, refused to paddle further. The canoe put in at the bank, and the explorer and his men stepped ashore and made their way through the thick jungle. Soon, the melody of the mysterious violinist became more distinct. Ardoux recognized the melody as one he had heard often in the theaters and concert halls of Paris. He was baffled. Here was concert music in the heart of one of the wildest jungles of the world. He knew that no man short of a genius was drawing the bow. The explorer halted, peered through the trees, then stood awestruck at what he had seen. Standing in the little clearing was a tall, sun-bronzed white man playing a violin. The hair of the stranger was long and matted and fell down about his shoulders. A white bushy beard covered his chest. He swayed gently, eyes closed, as he wooed a haunting melody from the violin. Ardoux gasped, for despite the long hair and beard, he recognized the missing concertmaster. He and the violinist had been friends years ago, close friends. He stepped into the clearing and almost shouted, "Marcel Leclerc!" The musician stopped playing, opened his eyes wide in fear and surprise. He turned to the white intruder who was now coming to meet him.
"Oui, I am Marcel Leclerc."
A look of recognition came over the worn face.
"But Paul, what are you doing here?"
The two men sat down upon the trunk of a fallen tree to talk. The musician smiled.
"You must forgive my lack of attire. I live with the Indians, and clothing is quite unnecessary. Come to my hut, and I'll tell you of my life here."
Leclerc never talked of his mysterious disappearance, but one day Ardoux found a small gold locket containing a tiny photograph of a beautiful girl, a girl who had jilted Leclerc to marry another, and the girl in the photograph was Ardoux's wife.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of Strange Adventures.